Guitar's great. It sounds way better now. That good call, because it was so weird. It was like distortion.
Yeah, humbuckers just give a lot of
signals. Like
crackles. Oh, that sounds way better. Grant, how do you do this? Should I just play through, or like, should I talk about songs?
Yeah, I mean, the what I put online will just be the whole thing through. I mean, it'll be the time changes between, like, he's switching guitars, or they'll be there.
Okay.
So everything goes. It's just, and then we will talk after.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but you're welcome to talk about the song now.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Should I start from the beginning?
Yes.
Cool.
Let's restart.
That sounds great.
I think it was crackly.
Yeah. That sounds.
I think we got it dialed in. I want it to sound, you know.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
This song is called Emotional Night.
Oh, so mystery love.
This song is called Every. Everything.
offers nothing. Thank you. This next song is called Good.
Thank you. I wanna see the grass.
this is a cover.
Well, all right. Welcome to Born on a Train, episode 8. I'm here with Pastel Felt.
Hi.
Hey. Tara. See, that's another one where it's like, I know that your last name is not what is on your Facebook.
Yeah,
but
it's not. It's Milch.
Milch. Okay.
Which, yeah.
Makes sense. That, good. And then there are several other members of your band that aren't present today.
Yeah, I kind of just came alone. I didn't even think to ask.
Wow.
Does that make me like cruel?
Well, you're like a band leader. You're a Billy Corgan of your time.
Yes. Yes, that's
of,
how I like to see myself.
Or, you know, you said they were probably busy, right?
I mean, one of them works, and the other one's a teacher, so he's definitely not working.
But he's probably psyched that he's not working. So
yeah, exactly. He's probably. I mean, no, he's a really like wonderfully enthusiastic person. I feel like very jaded, and he is just so stoked about music and so stoked about bands, and like, and I'm just like, he's great. So he would
that it balances out, I think. How do you write your songs?
How do I write my songs?
I think I heard something about a flute involved something earlier. But
this is true. Yeah, I've played the flute since I was six. And so I just will figure out melodies on the flute. And then once I figure out the notes, then I'll go to guitar.
Transfer it over.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have a real riff-based, you know, loop centric feel to it, but still really organic. I mean, imagine with an ensemble behind you, it's different. A little, I mean.
Yeah, it's funny. Some of them now I feel like sound terrible solo, yeah. And then some of them I think do really well. Just like playing on guitar alone.
Sometimes you have drums lead the charge or the bass leads the thing or the, you know, so it must be hard to, they're all reworked really nicely. So that was good. What do you see as some of the influences for this project? Do you see this as a statement of some kind, like what you're doing, the music you're making?
Yeah. It's really funny that you asked that. Cause I saw Daniel Johnston last night, and that's like such a consummate like example of like, I don't even feel like a real musician. I feel like I always joke like I'm like a faker, because like I'm an illustrator and I do comics, and I really can relate with like film people and comic people, because they're just like, they're so neurotic and they're kind of like bursting at the seams with like just their insanity. And music people in my like experience are like, I'm not a gearhead. I can't like, I'm not gonna like sit around and talk about like chord progressions and stuff. It's a lot more like technical. I haven't really met like musicians that are like, just like, just kind of being crazy and, or I need to talk about their depression or something. Seeing Daniel Johnston last night was like a good reminder of like, of course there's like, I have a lot of like bands that like, I love their music, right. But at the end of the day, I love people that I think I'm inspired by, just like it's coming out of you, whether you like it or not somehow. And like I love Cat Power and Grouper. Those are two examples of people that I just, their music is really like organic and
right. It feels like it. They have to make it.
Yeah,
like they have to. It has to come out of them.
Yeah,
it's like a scab.
Yeah,
to some kind of like weird soul cut or something.
Yeah, and then you know, I love like surfy surf stuff. I don't know. I love like krautrock.
I feel like you hear the textures in your. The way the guitar relates to the samples, the way the voice relates to everything, you know, you have a love of texture, even when it's crackly and might be
Faulty
gear.
I forgot. Yeah, didn't bring my guitar.
What do you have in the future? Do you have a release coming out? Do you have more show plans?
Shows. I feel like we're playing pretty consistently now.
We have a show tonight.
We have a show tonight at Ham.
This won't be released tonight. We have a show yesterday. That was.
It was amazing.
I bet.
Wow, what
so.
A great show that was. That's tonight.
What do we have in the future?
I.
That is the problem with podcasts and slowly turning them around.
Cool. It's like a dream.
Yeah. She was just here.
We're playing, I think, this Friday at Basic Flowers. What else? I think we're playing at the end of them. I think we're playing May 30th again at Ham and Eggs Tavern.
What do you think of that place?
It's cool.
So has anyone told you to turn down yet or just keep it quiet or?
No. The worst show I ever had was there, so I'm kind of like a little traumatized. But no, I think
it's a cool spot. I mean, I like it. There's times when the people that run it are a little weird. But
yeah. Yeah.
I've only ever done a show because somebody else booked it there. And I mean, you just have to deal with whatever happens. You know?
I think it's a great place that it, as far as like touring bands go, like go there, you know, like it's good. Yeah.
I guess they sometimes take door money. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. I think it's just yeah.
That's a trick. But they have good beer.
Yeah, they do have good beer. It's a nice place. Like it has like a cool like ambiance.
Sound system. It's yeah,
it's like it gets really hot in there. But other than that, you know.
Wait till you see this place. You can bring it back in September and see. You can have your whole band. That'd be good.
Wait, does it get cold here too?
It gets super cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets down to like, you know, there's snow.
Whoa,
it's snowed up here.
Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's funny when I talk to people that are not from LA, like.
I'm from Maryland, so everything, every extreme is born into me. You know, it's either super hot or super cold.
Well, maybe you can like corroborate this. Why, like, people are like, oh, whatever, LA weather, and then it's actually gets cold here, and like it's actually cold. But I've talked to people that have said that in like other cities, houses are actually insulated, and there's heaters in every place.
Yeah,
but. Houses here are not insulated.
Not so well.
And there aren't heaters in every place. So it is like you feel.
Well, we have these weird gas heaters that are only in two corners of the building. And they're supposed to create an area of heat. But yeah. No, it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, I can feel the non-insulation thing. So you just feel like the cold. Intensely.
It just, I think, I also thought that my blood thinned. I mean, the way I was. It's just like I got real used to being in California, and then, oh, it's 30 degrees. Oh, it's too cold. And it's like, no, like, it'd be 0 degrees, and I would be fine. You know, like, we used to, whoa. In Maryland, it got crazy cold with ice storms, and I don't know. You grew up here, so your blood's just normalized.
It's true. I did live in Colorado for a bit. And there was snow,
just
like snow in May.
Lots of weed.
Yeah, this was before it was legalized, but yeah, still lots
of
weed.
Yeah, Colorado was totally a straight state before. Just kidding. I wasn't. Okay, well, more about your music, less about the weather.
Sorry.
always
natural
trying to distract
veer off.
do we talk about the other people in your band? You have a drummer and a bass player?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we're getting a keyboard player.
Nice.
I play with this other band called Nymph Loads.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Really?
It's brand
new.
No. What's it called?
Nymph Loads.
No, you're right. No, it's different. I thought it was called something Pogs or Blogs or... yeah, never mind.
They're
so
really
so many
great.
Bands.
There's
so many bands.
It's like that joke that like...
I'm an old man and I don't know them all. What does that band entail, or what do you do with them?
They do. I play guitar. I just kind of like do weird riffy stuff, and they
to try your pedals more and stuff.
Yeah, kind of. I'm just kind of like messing around while they are singing and doing. They have a lot of like samples and beats and things. Like that.
I think you need to focus on your singing. I think your singing is pretty quality, and you probably should focus on that. But your guitar playing is really good too. But I mean that's. That's cool. Whatever you want to do, whatever you young people want to do, it's fine.
Well, that's just, I mean, that's not my, this is my project. This is my band. And so we have just recorded a bunch of songs, like an album's worth of songs. There's like 10 songs and are just mixing them now. And that's like, and then hopefully we want to tour this year too. Which
ooh,
would be
like
really cool.
Pacific Northwest or?
You know, I don't know. I kind of don't. I don't know. Some tour. Yeah. Maybe okay. Not the Pacific Northwest, but around about somewheres.
All right. It's good. Tours. Release. I don't know. You're pretty significant volunteer in terms of time with. Both Pear Space and CineFamily, I feel like,
yes.
Right?
Well, CineFamily, I used to work at CineFamily, and I don't actually do much there anymore.
Like you worked there.
I
like they
worked
paid
worked
you,
there.
They paid
they
you
paid
to be
paid
there.
Me.
Wow.
A little bit to be there.
It's not so bad.
No, yeah. No, that's that place is amazing. It's where I met like
how do you see arts curation in California, in Los Angeles? Like what do you think? Is there a bright hope? Is there I mean I also know you're really pretty you are pretty into art stuff too, so like wait like all of it. Like what's our hope? Do we have any hope?
I think like, you know, Werner Herzog, who he says that like Los Angeles is like the best city in the world.
Okay. And who's that guy?
Werner Herzog. He's a filmmaker.
He did that film about texting.
Did he? Maybe. He probably did. He's like
I was joking, but
okay. He might. I don't know.
I thought you were gonna reference who's the Knight of Cups guy.
I don't know.
The guy who just got to be curator at CineFamily. The guy who did Tree of Life and.
Oh, Knight of Cups.
Yeah.
Wait.
The director.
Not Christopher Nolan.
Not him. Uh-oh. He's Batman and.
What was the other film you just said?
Knight of Cups and Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Thin Red Line. No.
Oh, Errol Morris?
No, not Errol Morris.
Oh, okay.
New dude.
He's Thin Blue Line.
Wow. You did that one. You know.
I know, but I can't. I always get him mixed up with Christopher Nolan. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. He did that movie that's like really fucked up with. I can't think right now. I've had too much beer.
Who did Tree of Life? Terrence Malick.
Oh, Terrence Malick. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah,
then.
Terrence Malick is the new curator. It was a new curator at CineFamily.
Oh, Tree of Life. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the
Sea of Trees.
I don't know. Some movie where there's like a tree in space and like there's like time travel.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Darren Aronofsky. That's
Darren Aronofsky.
That's the Fountain.
Thank you. The Fountain. Thank you. That's what I was thinking of. And I was getting
that guy.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Oh, Terrence Malick is doing stuff with CineFamily.
Supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of cool people doing stuff with them. Like Lance Bangs does a lot of stuff with them, and he did a bunch of stuff last night.
Was that one of his events? I saw him. He did the one where Fred Armisen and Dave Pajo and the Sleater-Kinney people played.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, I don't know. CineFamily is great. I don't know. It's a great place to, like, meet weirdos.
Do you think... I mean, you have your finger on the pulse. Is there any new stuff coming out that is like a new curatorial group, any new art stuff? What do you think's the future? You're young. You've been out there.
Oh,
you're
God.
Doing stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I'm I don't know.
Okay.
I guess yeah. But Pear Space too. Yeah, Pear Space is great. Yeah, I just like community and art. With community and people doing their stuff, and it's just what
it's important. I mean, it's why the smell still exists, and yeah, true. Okay, cool. I didn't want to put you on the spot. That's fine. I just thought you might have a hot, like something new.
No, I mean
some alley where somebody's curating shows.
No,
for 5 minutes every. 2 weeks. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's I'm really biased, but I think CineFamily is literally the best film program in the world.
It's pretty rad.
It's so great.
I mean, I think you're blessed to have all the other museums that are doing film stuff too.
Dude, that's why LA is so cool. I mean, like
LACMA,
we're so I hate to like sound like a circle jerk of like, oh, I'm LA. But I mean, like, you can like just be like, what film do I want to see today?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
check like the entire city and like
which of the films from this director do I want to see today?
Like,
for free.
See. Yeah,
at a space.
Yeah, is there an Altman retrospective going on?
Yeah.
Probably. Like, I don't know. It's great.
I agree. And I mean, and I think in music, you can pretty much go out and see whatever you want to see any night of the week.
Yes.
Anywhere you want to go.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's
just
like,
to dig a little deeper and be a little more open-minded about stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
It's overwhelming sometimes because there's so much going on.
I blissfully moved to Lancaster, so I don't have to really be troubled by any of that scheduling.
Yeah. What's the nightlife in Lancaster?
There's a Moose Lodge has a nerd night where people can bring their own game consoles and plug them into TVs. That sounds bad. There's a lot of really good breweries.
That's cool.
And pretty much, I mean, I keep saying it, but a shit ton of thrifting. Like, you can find lots of weird stuff for really cheap wherever you want it, and that's pretty cool. So I'm gonna live off that. That's pretty nice.
And I think you guys,
and tricking people into coming up here,
it worked.
Which, thank you. That was good. How was the train ride? Did you meet any weird people? You said they didn't even check your ticket.
They didn't check my ticket.
Metrolink.
There was a girl when I was getting on who was just like talking to herself. She was like this punk girl, and I think she was just on drugs, but she was just like sitting and she was like yelling at this old couple.
In Glendale. This is the Glendale stop.
Glendale, yeah.
The Glendale stop is outside, right? They're all outside.
Yeah, they're all outside. And then she looked at me and she was like, you know what I'm talking about, because I had sunglasses on and I'm like.
She could see your eyes.
You know, like, yeah, I was a little
You're
depressing.
Like, I haven't had coffee yet. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, pretty much. Yeah, that was sad. I don't know. I think you're going to be like the Lancaster pioneer.
Eminem is moving up here to Palmdale.
No
He's
way.
Gonna live here, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That sounds like a bad joke or
it's
something.
It's going to be good. I don't know. Might raise the property values.
Like, Eminem. There's nothing really in Palmdale, right? There's like a bunch of malls, kind of like outdoor malls, kind of, you know?
It's It doesn't have the charm that we have here in Lancaster.
Right. I don't think
it has a central strip or like a old town. At least Lancaster has an old town.
Okay.
It has a hotel that was from the Indian times, you know.
That's so random about Eminem moving to Palmdale.
Yeah.
And it kind of like reminds me of that thing where like it like you can take like the like redneck out of the place, but you can't take the
right. He might think this is upscale. I don't know. I think he says he was like, "I'm done with L.A. It's too."
I want to move to a place where it's just malls.
It's too crazy. I want to go an hour north of L.A. That's basically just like L.A. seen through a TV set. You know.
Yeah. My only experience with Palmdale is like going there, and it was just like the center of town was just like an outdoor mall, and then like all the houses were surrounded it. Kind of.
Cubs grandma lives there, and that
cool.
It's okay. Like, she has a nice house. She's turned it into a weird English garden in the back, and that's nice. But yeah, all around it is just like crazy strip malls and tract houses, and
yeah. It seems so cool being out here because you. It seems like you have like the freedom to just do whatever you want and kind of just experiment with like where you live and kind of, you know, not have to like.
I mean, price wise, it's cheaper, and space wise, you get a lot more. So that's an advantage too. But okay, well, enough of real estate talk. Thank you. Anything else you want to add? You got shout outs. Commentary.
My boy. No. Commentary. Yeah. Thanks for letting me come and
cool.
Not bring my guitar and bring my pedals. Yeah. This is cool. This is a treat and all the delicious beer.
Yes. Transplants Brewery. Boom, boom, boom. Palmdale. That's where they're from.
This is some good stuff.
So there is something good in Palmdale. Transplants Brewery. Shout out. I don't know. We're trying to get a deal with them where they give us free beer.
Oh yeah.
They
Transplants.
She got a free crower out of it. That's just good. All right. Thank you.
Yay, you're up.